Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Larry Kudlow, so we're going to turn away from the Israeli war and take a look at the economy. We had a soft employment report, downward revisions, and some very soft ISMs on manufacturing and services. So let's turn to Breitbart's John Carney, Breitbart News Editor, Economics and Finance, co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest. So, John, you're saying, I just read your piece quickly. Excuse me. Fighting a bad cold here. It looks like you went soft on the softness in the employment report.
But yeah, I did a little.
Tell us your take on this. I'm going to give you a second chance.
Sure. That's right. I think that the employment report was, as you pointed out, it was a lot softer than people expected. And I think very significantly, we got downward revisions for the last 2 months. One thing I'll caution about is for August, for instance, we got a downward revision from August after an upward revision. Right. So initially, the August number was not so good, and then it was really good, and now it's not so good again. So these numbers bounce around a lot. So that's why when I look at the 150 number for October, I say, well, okay, look, we need to be a little bit cautious about what that really is telling us about the economy, because it could be revised up or down a lot.
It's 101,000 revisions. So
right,
150 minus 101 is 50,000. It's not very good.
No, it's not very good.
And eight of the last 9 months are revised down. I'm just saying, I appreciate these numbers do bounce around month to month, but you've got a downward trend eight of the last 9 months. That's usually a bad, soft economic signal. And I'm wondering.
And unemployment is up, by the way, to 3.9%. So we have gained that is a pretty steep climb. I mean, that's a low number if you look at the big picture through history, but we've gone up a lot from where we were just a little while ago.
I'm thinking the fourth quarter is going to only be about 1%, John.
So I would, the only reason I would be slightly cautious about that is that I think one of the things that has happened in the economy is that people do a lot, is that the shopping season has shifted. And therefore, I think a lot of the hiring shifted. So one thing I think that happened is, We saw really strong employment numbers in September because people are doing the hiring that they normally do in November for shopping in September now, because people do the shopping earlier as well. So that will lead to weakness in the fourth quarter, because a lot of that used to be the holiday shopping season now takes place in the third quarter. But I don't think that necessarily means the economy is especially weak. And I think one of the things we're going to see next month is actually a surge in manufacturing jobs, because a lot of the striking workers who don't count as unemployed for the jobless benefits stuff, but are counted as unemployed in these reports that we just got out on Friday, they are unemployed because they were not paid to work. They will come back onto the employment rolls. So we're going to see a big – while that took away 35,000 jobs manufacturing this month, the next month is going to add back probably even more than that.
I'm looking at the hotline of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Last 9 months, net employment change, the number one employer was government, 531,000. Number two is health care, which is a lot of government, but that's 464. Leisure and hospitality, 445, and that's where a lot of action is taking place. That may be the strongest part of the economy right now. And then social assistance, 212, that's all government, blah, blah, blah. Manufacturing only plus 37. So government is leading the way, John, and I would regard that as a sign of economic weakness, not strength.
I do. No, that's absolutely true. And if you look the last, I think it's the last 3 months in a row, where the government number has been steadily growing by 50,000. That should not be happening when you have a problem where the economy is not producing enough goods and services to satisfy consumer demand, so you have too much inflation. Well, government isn't doing that either. But what you're doing is when you're hiring that many more people into government, you're pumping up demand without increasing the supply. Yeah. So they're actually making inflation worse by engaging in this government hiring spree that really shouldn't be happening right now at all.
The Cleveland Fed inflation nowcast, I think, has a very low CPI for.
That's right.
What are we looking at? October.
October.
Like 0.1, I think, was the top line. I don't know what the core was higher.
I think what we're going to see in inflation is a weaker October. Yeah. In part, again, I think actually one of the things that's going to be surprising, and because we're still not used to it, the analysts aren't used to it, the seasonal adjustments aren't used to it. Hmm. But if you see what's happening in the stores, I was in Costco recently, and they already had Christmas, trees up. You know, it's not even Thanksgiving. They're selling all the Christmas stuff. But a lot of big retailers are actually already starting to have what they call like early Black Friday sales. Hmm. So the seasonal adjustment doesn't take account for that. It does that later on in December. It assumes that prices are going to come down, and so therefore doesn't, read that into the inflation numbers. What's going to happen is you're going to get a lot of sales, early holiday sales, that will depress the headline numbers on inflation, but not really reveal where inflationary pressures are going. So
plus gasoline prices. Gasoline's come down.
Gasoline has come down a lot, which is a little surprising given the state of the Middle East right now. But it has come down. Frankly, that's also probably not a good sign. That's a sign of an expectation of declining demand, not just in the U.S., but around the world. I mean, Europe's economy is in a lot of trouble. China is still very troubled. And I think one of the things that people are realizing is, slow growth or even recession in Europe is going to depress demand for oil. And that's actually holding down gasoline prices.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
John Carney, you're a pretty good Fed watcher. Did we learn anything from Jay Powell and the Fed this week?
Yeah, I think what we learned is that the hurdle for raising rates is actually much higher than it was a month ago. Hmm. But back when they met in September, they said, "Well, we're holding off, but we're probably biased towards raising." I think it would take some really extraordinarily strong employment and inflation numbers to convince them to raise again in December. I don't see that happening for the various reasons we just discussed. So I think right now, even though they haven't admitted that they've changed their bias from tightening to just holding, they are definitely on a holding bias. It would take a big change in the direction of things for them to hike again.
So that might that would rule out December too.
It certainly rules out December. They're not going to hike in January. So at the earliest, if inflation gets worse, we would be looking at a March hike, which I don't think is actually probable. Right now, the market thinks they cut in May. All right, I think there's a good possibility that they hike in May, unless the economy falls off a cliff, then sure, bets are off if that happens.
Well, of course, Wall Street is putting the futures market with a decline in the Fed funds rate. Interest rates did fall quite a bit this past week. They always do that, though. Now your question is, will the Fed cut their target rate?
That's right. So right now, Wall Street is looking at is timing the cut. They had moved it all the way out to September. They said, well, you know, no, there will be a cut next year, but it won't happen until September. It came back to June. It came back to July. It's now June or May because they saw these softer jobs numbers and said, all right, look, if the jobs numbers keep softening, that could provoke a recession, or at the very least, it could allow the Fed to feel comfortable cutting rates. And there will be a lot of pressure next year for them to cut rates because obviously the Biden administration would like to see rates falling and economic activity picking up. The real estate industry is screaming for rate cuts because they hate what it's done to home sales. So they really want to do it. There's plenty of liberals in the economy who have been complaining about how high rates are. You know, Elizabeth Warren already, so they want rate cuts as well.
You know, I could see a rate cut like 3 days before the election. The independent Fed starts slashing rates 3 days before the election. Get out the vote. Get out the vote. I mean, anything can happen on that. So the inflation story is, you're still probably sticky inflation 3-4%, though.
That's right. And look, even though these jobs numbers were soft, when I look at, and they were certainly soft, 150 was not a great number. When I look at the 3-month trend, we're at about 204,000 over the last 3 months. Mm. That we were at 207 over the prior 3 months. That reminds me of what I've been saying about inflation, which is that it's not coming down fast enough, at least if you look at the multi-month trends. Yeah. It kind of looks like it's stuck where it is. Unless we get a couple more months of softer numbers in the jobs number, then sure, then I'll buy that it's really softening. But right now,
all right, my friend,
we're on trend at 200.
Breitbart's John Carney, the best of the best. Thank you, John. Folks, we're going to take a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Greg Jarrett. He's got a new book out. And what about these new Biden scandals? What about these new Biden checks? I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.